Welcome back to Considerations from the Capitol from the Deeper Dive Podcast. My name is Bill Waddell, as always, joined by Father Larry Swink. Good morning, Father.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Or morning, sorry.
Today is Saturday, the sixth week of Easter, and we'll reflect on one line from today's Gospel from St. John, and then Father and I will pray the second day of the Novena to the Holy Spirit. I came from the Father and have come into the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father. Father.
So today, in this, today in this Novena, we prefer fear of the Lord. Now, just a sort of clarification, fear of the Lord doesn't mean we pray to be afraid of God, but the word fear of the Lord in a biblical sense means to have a reverence or an awe for God, and we do his will, and we avoid sin, and we obey him because we want to be with him. We love him. And so that's a key component. It's a grace. And there's sort of a transition that ought to happen in the spiritual life where we do what God wants because we love the Father. And so that's the grace that we pray for today. So it is a sort of a type of fear, but it's more of a fear that's another way we look is like awe or reverence that we have towards the Lord. So today we pray for that. So we will go to day two of the Novena, and which is Saturday, sixth week of Easter. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Father of the poor, come treasures which endure, come light of all that live. The gift of fear. The gift of fear fills us with a sovereign respect for God and makes us dread nothing so much as to offend him by sin. It is a fear that arises not from the thought of hell, but from the sentiments of reverence and filial submission to our Heavenly Father. It is the fear that is the beginning of wisdom, detaching us from worldly pleasures that could separate us from God. They that fear the Lord will prepare their hearts, and in his sight will sanctify their souls. Let us pray. Come, O blessed Spirit of holy fear, penetrate my inmost heart, that I may set you, my Lord and God, before my face forever. Help me to shun all things that can offend you, and make me worthy to appear before pure in the eyes of your divine majesty in heaven, where you live and reign in the unity of the blessed Trinity, God, world without end. Amen. And as yesterday, we'll pray an Our Father, and then a Hail Mary, and seven glory bees, and then act of the consecration to the Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Now we'll pray the act of consecration to the Holy Spirit. On my knees, and pour the great multitude of heavenly witness. Says, I offer myself soul and body to you, eternal Spirit of God. I adore the brightness of your purity, the unerring kindness of your justice, the might of your love. You are the strength and light of my soul, and you I live and move and am. I desire never to grieve you by unfaithfulness to grace, and I pray with all my heart to be kept from the smallest sin against you. Mercifully guard my every thought, and grant that I may always watch for your light, and listen to your voice, and follow your gracious inspirations. I cling to you, and give myself to you, and ask you by your compassion to watch over me in my weakness, holding the pierced feet of Jesus and looking at his five wounds and trusting his precious blood and adoring his open side and stricken heart. I implore you, adorable spirit, helper of my infirmity, to keep me in your grace that I may never sin against you. Give me grace, O Holy Spirit, Spirit of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Spirit of the Father and the Son, to say to you always and everywhere, speak, Lord, for your servant listens. Amen. Prayer for the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. O Lord Jesus Christ, who before ascending into heaven did promise to send the Holy Spirit to finish your work in the souls of your apostles and disciples, deign to grant the same Holy Spirit to me, that he may perfect in my soul the work of your grace and your love. Grant me the spirit of wisdom, that I may despise the perishable things of this world and aspire only the things that are eternal. The spirit of understanding, the spirit the spirit of understanding, the light in my mind, and the light of your divine truth. The spirit of counsel, that I may ever choose the surest way of pleasing God and gaining heaven. The spirit of fortitude, that I may bear my cross with you, and that I may overcome with courage all the obstacles that oppose my salvation. The spirit of knowledge, that I may know God and know myself and grow perfect in the science of the saints. The spirit of piety, that I may find service God sweet and amiable. The spirit of fear, that I may be filled with loving reverence towards God and may dread that I may dread in any way to displease him. Mark me, dear Lord, with the sign of your true disciples, and animate me in all things with your spirit. Amen. May God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.